in session, please rise. Tell me, how do you plead?
It's a song called The Verdict, and I co-wrote it with a guy named Patrick Larney. He's a good friend of mine in New York. And he came with me to me with the idea because he had jury duty. And so he thought it would be funny to write a song about the girl being the judge for the guy who broke her heart. So we wrote this song that's sort of a funny story about me being the judge and he had done me wrong. And what was amazing is we played it at a small venue in New York called Rockwood, and there were probably 15 people in the room. But the first time we've ever played it, after the chorus dropped for the first time, everyone cheered. And we were like, oh, we might be onto something here. And then the next time I had a big show at Joe's Pub, we debuted it for all of my fans. And the same thing happened. After that first chorus ended, just everyone was cheering and clapping, and we're like, wow. We decided that it was worth going to Nashville and tracking the whole thing with professional musicians. Got really lucky. A friend of mine recommended a producer who brought in Tim McGraw's guitar and banjo player. We had Carrie Underwood's fiddle player on it. And then we had John Mayer's rhythm section from his Room for Squares album, a guy named Nirzi, and then De La Bear on Nirzi was on drums, De La Bear on bass. And we were able to track it out, and I just was going through some emails and had an email of like, submit your song for the Independent Music Awards. And I thought, why not? So I did. And we got a call just the other day that our song had been chosen out of hundreds to be nominated of only, six songs for the Best Country Song of the Year for the Independent Music Awards. So we're really excited to find out. We should find out by the end of the month who the winners are. There's some really huge celebrity judges, record label executives, and artists alike. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what they think, because I think it's great. What goes around really comes around. You've been breaking hearts all over this town. It's a crying shame. So yeah, it brings sort of that fun, like, girl power anthem of, you did me wrong, but I'm the winner. So it's definitely reaching for that same vein of, but telling in a new way and with my sound.